Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right. Welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. And boy, do we have an absolutely loaded show for you today. We'll be recapping Week 10 of the English Premier League, looking ahead at Week 11. We had Champions League action this week, some crazy games, crazy results. We have a new manager coming into Manchester next Sunday. The last game of the Ruud van Nistelrooy era will be this week. Some Ballon d'Or drama as Rodri takes it home out of what people believe the grip of Vinicius Jr. But listen, I don't buy it. I think Rodri fully deserved this. Manchester City did not lose a game for a year while Rodri played. I know he won the Euros. He played unbelievably. They won the Premier League again. And listen, I understand that Madrid won the Champions League. They won the league. Vinicius was the star player. But when it came to the Copa Americas, where was he? And when you factor in the national team play, which they do, I'm not so sure that he deserved it. And I understand that it's usually an attacker's award, and I'm not taking anything away from Vinicius at all. He's an unbelievable player. But you can't deny what Rodri brings to the table. You can't look at the fact that City didn't lose a game for a year and ignore that. And when it comes down to best player in the world, Vinicius is the best left winger in the world, and Rodri is the best center defensive midfielder. So, you know, how can people have this issue with him taking home the award? I'm a Manchester United fan, and I don't. So I'm not exactly sure why people are freaking out about this at all. I think the biggest stump of the Ballon d'Ors is Xavi Alonso not winning Coach of the Year. That makes no sense. Undefeated season in the Bundesliga, made it to the final of the Europa League. They won the League Cup in Germany. Forget what it's called exactly. But we have so much coming up for you guys here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is First Touch. Stay tuned. We're getting right into it, baby. We are wasting no time here on First Touch today. I'm Ty Levine. We're bringing in Nico Beef Sauce. Coming up next, stand by. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
First Touch is back. I'm your host, Ty Levine, here with Nico Bisaus. We are heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and heard globally on the American Forces Radio Network, soon coming to Amazon Audible. For those who listen there, I'm hyped about that. But enough time wasted. We have so much to get to here, Nico. How we doing, my friend?
We're doing excellent. And I would like to say that the world needed Rodri to win Ballon d'Or because it's always an attacking midfielder or somebody that scores many goals. It caught Madrid in shock. They didn't even show up to the event. But hey, you got to accept the truth. Rodri did some amazing things, both for the Euros and Manchester City. It even shows how much of a big role he played for them now that he's not there anymore and they're losing games and struggling defensively.
That's the thing.
He's big.
He's huge for them. And I don't understand. It's not like some random one where there's no argument. I mean, City did not lose for a year while he was in the starting lineup. In that time period, you know, they won the Champions League, which was not in the last calendar year. I understand that argument. They won a treble. They've won the league four straight seasons. Rodri went to the Euros and balled out and played unbelievably for Spain. So I don't know why there's even an argument there, why people are so upset, but it is what it is. On we go. Week 10, what a week it was. We're starting off with an absolute shocker to some, not necessarily a shocker to me, and I don't think you're in this boat as well. Newcastle 1, Arsenal 0, Newcastle plus 270 money line hits. It goes under 2.5, which is plus 100. And Isaac Hedder sealed it. Arsenal are now sitting fifth while Newcastle sit in 11th. And Arsenal are teetering. In the one season that they could have taken down Manchester City without Rodri and Haaland not playing very well, where City are definitely beatable and gettable, they're dropping the ball. And I understand there's injuries, a lot of red cards, but, you know, this is unacceptable. I know that they were on the road, but, like, I mean, come on, man. It's bad for Arsenal fans right now.
Forget the excuses and also think about the fact that they started the season off very strong. They beat Villa at home, and we were here talking about what an amazing start that was to the season for them. But once you start losing games, you got to get out of that pattern. You got to win a game and get back on the horse. And it seems like they're having some very big issues, both in the attacking end of the field and the defensive one. Saliba getting that red card in Bournemouth. And
he played in this game, though. So, like, for me, you have to have, you know, Thomas Partey started at right back, which obviously is not ideal for them. But, like, dude, deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, you got
to. They have to overcome it.
It's overcome. That's it. It's bottom line.
And that's exactly where I was going with it, is that, like, there's no excuses. Like, because when you're winning, everything is great, and you're winning the tough games. But then when you lose them, you're going to make an excuse for it. That's not how it works.
Speaking of shockers, And I'm giving myself all the credit in the world because I called this. I said Manchester City lose a game to a team like Bournemouth at least once a season. They don't have Rodri. They just beat Southampton only 1-0 after scoring early, and they lose to Bournemouth. Bournemouth was plus 422, by the way. A lot of juice on that one. Over 2.5 cashes. Semenyo opened things up 9 minutes in. Ev Nielsen scored in the 70th minute or so. Guardiola got one back 81 minutes in. Wasn't enough. City's first loss of the season. They are now second in the league. Bournemouth in 10th. City fans have to be worried, especially what we're going to get to in the Champions League this week. Things have not been pretty at all. Erling Haaland, I am probably the only person in the world that says that this guy is not that good. Best finisher there is. Outside of that, what does he offer? You know, here we are. Manchester City struggling big time. And Liverpool sit at top, and we're going to get into this coming up. They sit the top of the league and the top of the Champions League table, and they look good. City are struggling now.
They're just Liverpool is such more diverse than Manchester City. Once Kevin De Bruyne gets injured in that team, and adding on to that Rodri's injured, I mean, they're gonna have major issues on both ends of the field. Kevin De Bruyne is I think he's coming back tomorrow. I think he's gonna play. They can't afford to lose another game, and he has to go right into the deep waters. But when I watched them play Bournemouth, I saw a flat team. I mean, they went down 2-0, kind of easy to get chances against. And then when they were coming forward, they didn't have that stink, you know? Like, they were easy. They're kind of predictable. The ball goes to the left or the right. They're slow. They're not sharp.
If they're going to play like this defensively, they have to put up 3 goals a game if they want to win a fifth straight title. And look, I'm not so sure they're entirely focused. You know, Pep says it all the time. You know, we care about the Champions League. The league is whatever. We've won it 4 times in a row. Doesn't matter. These guys are competitors. I'm not buying that at all. And they have to shore things up defensively. Same thing, you know, obviously they have the midfield issues, but in terms of their, you know, their back line in this game, you know, Guardiola, Ake, Akanji, and Walker with Ederson and Net, that's their starting back line. You know, obviously John Stones gets thrown in there every now and then, but I don't know what's going on with them. I'm happy to see it. I do not want them to win the league again, although I'd probably rather that than Liverpool. So either way, it looks like I'm experiencing pain. One that was, you know, Ipswich, man, they cannot help themselves. It finishes 1-1 versus Leicester. The draw plus 250 cashes goes under 2.5 plus 110. Ipswich took the lead 55 minutes in. Calvin Phillips, he then gets his second yellow card of the game in the 77th minute. This guy was such a promising prospect and absolutely fell off of a cliff. It's one of those car accidents that you don't want to look at, but you can't help doing it. And then Leicester again, not even Leicester again, IU for Leicester again in the 94th minute levels things up. Ipswich are in 18th, Leicester in 15th. Listen, Ipswich have to find a way to close out games. They had a 2-0 lead last week against Brentford. They had a 1-0 lead late in the game this week. And, you know, here we are again. They're finding ways. They're reinventing ways to drop points. It's unbelievable.
You know what's really funny? I mean, I'm not going to talk a lot about Ipswich because I'm not a huge fan. But I will say this. Pep Guardiola lets Calvin Phillips go, and he is obviously not good. He's not made for that top level. But then he also lets Cole Palmer go, and Cole Palmer turns into this massive superstar. I'm not even comparing the two players, but sometimes, you know, these coaches see something, and Calvin Phillips could not fit in that middle of the park for City for nothing.
He's bad. He's just bad.
He was just given opportunities, and then Pep was talking about it in press conferences and saying like, oh, I can't see it, this, that, and the other. So, man. The beautiful game.
Unbelievable. Liverpool 2, Brighton 1. Liverpool minus 260 cashes. Under 3.5, minus 125 cashes. Brighton took the lead 14 minutes in through Kadiyagu. That's definitely pronouncing correctly. Gakpo scored a lovely goal in the 69th minute. 3 minutes later, Mo Salah doing Mo Salah things. Cuts in on the left. Absolutely smashes it into the top bins. Liverpool back on top. Brighton 8th. This team, they find ways. And, you know, they did it in the middle of the week in the Champions League. We're going to get to that. Liverpool are looking great, huh?
Kadıoğlu is a wingback that was bought from Fenerbahçe, which is a Turkish team. And he used to play either left or right back, usually left. But now he's being promoted to a winger. Like, he's such a good attacking wingback.
How did Brighton do it? They always find ways. They find these random guys, throw them in positions they've never played, and they absolutely thrive. It's unbelievable.
Dude, he's really good. But props to Liverpool for coming back in that game, because Brighton went up ahead, went up a goal, and then they came back. Salah scored a beautiful goal, and that team is just like persistent. They're just not afraid to play the game.
They don't stop. They keep going.
They don't stop. And even with Bayer Leverkusen midweek when I was watching them, 0-0 at halftime, tough game, boom, exploded, score four goals. They're just very confident at this moment.
Southampton finally do it. They get a win, 1-0 versus Everton. Southampton plus 168 cashes, under 2.5 plus 100 cashes. Armstrong scored in the 85th. It took them 85 minutes to get the goal. They didn't leave enough time on the clock to blow it. That might have to be the strategy for them. Don't give up a goal and then score out late where you can't blow the lead. Southampton still in 19th, however, Everton in 16th. Wolves 2, Crystal Palace 2, draw plus 240 cashes, over 2.5 minus 114. Chabla gave Palace the lead in the 60th minute. Larson and Gomez score 5 minutes apart to put Wolves up 2-1. And Gehi leveled things up 5 minutes after that. Pretty chaotic 20 minutes there. Wolves still in 20th. Palace in 7th. Defenders scoring for Palace. What's up with that?
You know what's crazy? This game was 0-0 in the 60th minute.
Yeah, and it, like, ends 2-2.
And it ends 2-2. And these, one team goes up, then the other team comes all the way back in it, and then, like, they just get equalized at the end.
Rest in peace to the underbetters in that one. And I left this one for last just because of how important it is and how unbelievable it is. Forest 3, West Ham 0. Nottingham Forest plus 106 cashes, over 2.5 minus 111 cashes. Hudson-Odoi, Ania, Wood for Forest. They all score. They are on fire. You are not about what I'm about to say. You are hearing it correctly. Nottingham Forest are sitting third in the Premier League table. West Ham are in 14th. I'm going to say it again just for those who did a double take to the radio real quick. Nottingham Forest are sitting third in the Premier League. Unbelievable for that club. Unbelievable for their fans. And look, naturally you say they're going to fall off. But that's what everyone said about Leicester in the 2015-2016 season. And we all know what they did. Plus 5,000 to 1. They won the Premier League. I'm not saying Forest are going to do it. But if there ever was a year where it could happen, it's this season. Arsenal struggling. City struggling. Liverpool are playing pretty well. But guess what? Forest gave Liverpool the only loss that they have away at Anfield. Against all odds. They were over plus 1,000 odds to win that game. They found a way to do it.
It'd
unbelievable. I'm a Forest fan for the rest of the season because United's hopes are pretty much washed at anything significant. Hopefully things can turn around with the new manager coming in. All right, coming up next, we're going to recap Champions League. There is a ton of action to cover. We're going to go through the Sunday slate of Week 10 as well. And then following that, we will look ahead at Week 11. Do not move. As you can tell, there is so much to go through here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tom, with Nico Beatsauce. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's get into this Week 10 Sunday and Monday slate. We had, three games between Sunday and Monday. Starting things off Sunday morning, Tottenham beat Aston Villa 4-1. Tottenham minus 110 money line cashes, over 3.5, covers easily at plus 107. Villa actually had a 1-0 lead in this game. Rodgers scored in the 32nd minute. And then coming out of halftime, Son assisted Johnson to level things up. And Postecoglou took Son off 56 minutes in. It had everybody, the announcers, the fans, everybody, everyone was confused by this. We're thinking, what the hell? That he's your best player. And, obviously it paid off. Solanke scored in the 75th and the 79th. Madison finished it off with an absolute banger of a free kick 96 minutes in. Spurs up to 7th, not 4th, 7th. And Villa dropped to 6th. Great win for Tottenham. I had Villa money line in this strictly based on the value. Obviously, odds makers saw a huge discrepancy. I don't know if it's because of Villa's, Champions League action and a lot of games. They're starting to get worn down, dropping in form. They have conceded pretty easily, and Tottenham gave them all they had, huh?
Yeah, I think Villa is missing the depth that they had last year. They had Moussa Diaby coming in on the right or the left wing, and he was very, very crucial because when you have back-to-back games, you need the freshness up top. I feel like they're missing that right now. They don't have the same pressure that they used to have on the front end. And then, unless Duran comes off the bench and scores another miracle goal, they're not really, heavy scoring either. I mean, they score in one goal, sometimes zero, and that's not enough to beat some teams like Spurs, for example.
No, definitely not. I'm not looking too far into this, though. Villa are still a great team. I expect them to have a great season. I still think they're going to finish top four, in my opinion, unless Chelsea continue to play the way they're playing, and then I got Chelsea in that fourth spot. Speaking of Chelsea, Manchester United won, Chelsea won. The draw plus 272 cashes, under 3.5 minus 131. United had plenty of chances to win this game. Bruno scored a penalty kick after Sanchez fouled Hoyland. He tried to round the keeper. Keeper clips him. Bruno buries it. And just 4 minutes later, Caicedo scores a beautiful volley. You can't take anything away from this. I wasn't even upset as a fan of Manchester United. Off of a corner kick, United failed to clear. And he smashed it in one time out of the air near post. United in 13th. That is disgusting. And Chelsea are in 4th. I'm not even really that upset. I will take a draw against Chelsea, even though we are at home. Am I happy about it? No. But the fact that Ruben Amorim is coming in next week, and after watching how he absolutely dismantled Manchester City with Sporting during the midweek in the Champions League, I could not be more excited for Ruben Amorim to come in. His tactics, what we see in the January and summer transfer windows, and, Ruben Nistelrooy is doing great. The energy when United scored that goal was like a breath of fresh air. It was really cool to see.
And listen, I will say that Manchester United played very good. I will say that getting Ten Hag out of there was the right move.
I mean, 100%.
Until proven otherwise, because right now Manchester United played a great cup game against Leicester, and now they're playing really good. They beat the Europa League spot on Thursday. And listen, Caicedo's goal, the only issue that I have with it is, if you're taking a corner kick and there's a Chelsea player outside the box, somebody has to be at least somewhere near him.
Yeah, marking him.
That shot was way too free to give up. And I feel like, you put all that effort into it and then you give up a shot outside the box to a guy that's not perfect, but you still give him a chance to score a goal. I mean, Chelsea should have lost that game.
It's his second Premier League goal ever.
Yeah.
His first for Chelsea. It is what it is. United should have won. Ten Hag getting fired is the best thing that we could have possibly done. You can just see it in the way the players are playing. I mean, Casemiro is, you know, he's looking like prime Real Madrid Casemiro out there, playing very, very well. I'd love to see more fluidity out of our attackers. I'd love to see us taking more of our chances. But I think there's going to be a huge, huge, huge exodus coming this summer. A lot of guys are going to get sold, even guys that us United fans think are, you know, one of our best players right now. I just think that Amorim is going to have a different standard and a different system that a lot of these guys just won't fit into. The Monday game was crazy, by the way. Why don't you finish up on this one?
Yeah, first. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to say something that I texted you about, and, you know, I want to see more of. I want to see Bruno do better. Like, he's a guy that
100%.
Is such an experienced player and plays such a significant role for Manchester United's team. Sometimes you see him make these shots and these long balls that are, like, nowhere even close to target, whether it's a player or the net. And I just want to see him calm down a bit. You know, he got those red cards. That definitely messed with his head. New coach, new breath of fresh air, and then back into it.
Yeah, I would love to see that as well. He's definitely having one of his worst seasons in a United shirt by far, statistically and just via the eyeball test as well. The Monday game was absolutely juiced with action. Fulham 2, Brentford 1. Fulham money line cashes. I believe the over was 2.5 as well, that cash. I did not write the odds down. Forgive me for that. I'll get them coming out of the back end of the break. However, Jeanlet opened things up 24 minutes in for Brentford, and it took Brentford the entire game to level things up. Wilson gets two goals in stoppage time. The last one, by the way, the second goal, an unbelievable little flick over the keeper. Brentford fans have to be absolutely gutted. They just cannot defend. Another one of those teams, it's like you got to score three or four goals, five goals to win, because you know you're giving up at least two. But Fulham, man, they are playing unbelievable. They're just one of those teams. You know, they're not going to win the league. They probably won't finish in a European spot. They sit in ninth right now, but they're just so gritty. Brentford sit in 12th. Unbelievable game, huh?
Harry Wilson, baby. I mean, the guy comes off the bench and scores two goals. Fulham was trying to score the entire game. The Brentford goal is a beautiful one. Shot outside the box with the left foot all across the net.
Absolute snipe.
Yeah, and you know, Fulham gets it done on the 97th minute. Brentford even had a lot of chances to put up a goal, and then they didn't. I love watching both of those teams play beyond, like, Liverpool, City, Arsenal, and all the big ones. Brentford,
yeah, they're fun to watch.
Always
good to tune in. All right, Champions League action this week was unbelievable. Liverpool 4, Leverkusen 0. This game was 0-0 at halftime. Luis Diaz, second-half hat-trick. Liverpool top of the league in the Premier League. Top of the league in the Champions League table as well. Liverpool minus 137 money line cashes. It goes over 2.5 with ease. I'm sure those under bettors at halftime was feeling great, and then all of a sudden Luis Diaz happened. A bit of a shocker to some, just based on the fact that you think, you know, Real Madrid at home, they're unstoppable, best players in the world. They have just been flat out bad to start this new Kylian Mbappe era. They lose 3-1 to AC Milan at home. AC Milan opened things up. Vinicius scored to the penalty 23 minutes in. Morata scores against his old club right before halftime. Madrid are 18th in the Champions League table. Milan are in 20th. I don't know what's happening at Real Madrid, but something has to change immediately.
Yeah, listen, the biggest shocker in this result in me is that, like, Madrid, the last game they played at Bernabeu, they lost 4-0 to Barcelona. Then they take the weekend off, because rest in peace to all the victims at the Valencia floods. For whoever hasn't seen it, Valencia is in Spain, and they're coastal, and they got hit with crazy floods and people lost their lives. But they took the weekend off, and they were coming over to this game fresh. And to lose 3-1, I mean,
it's unacceptable, man.
It's just unacceptable for their quality. And I'm feeling there's something going on there. I know we give them some time to figure out the dynamics, this, that, and the other.
Something going on. There's drama. I know.
Something's going on. The coach. Yeah. Something's
tactics,
going on.
Mbappe, you know, there's a lot of big egos there, and that doesn't always work out. Something that made me very, very happy. Sporting CP 4, Manchester City 1. Foden scored 4 minutes in. And then Guy Corres, just an unbelievable finish to level things up before half. Little hit it into the ground, goes up and over the keeper. And then coming out of halftime, this is why I'm so excited for Amorim. This is his last game coaching Sporting at home. You know, they gave him a huge send-off. coming out of halftime, they kick it off. They play 4, 5, 6 passes. All of a sudden, they're in City's box, and they bury it to go up 2-1. Gyökeres scored 2 more penalty kicks to complete his hat trick. This was an absolute butt-whooping for Sporting on Manchester City, one that I don't think a lot of people saw coming. I mean, they were plus 254 was the money line, the over 2.5 cashes as well. But, man, this guy Amorim, his system, it looked good. I know all Manchester United fans were watching. I could not be more fired up for this guy to come in.
He is a guy that constantly wants to attack. I mean, you don't score 4 goals.
Pressing.
Yeah, pressing. And I listen, I don't expect him to succeed, you know, right away. But if the United players really pay attention and try to learn on how he wants to play, it's obvious that they're going to do good things. It's just all about them now because the excuse of the coach is gone. You got to forget about that. Now it's you. You got a good coach. He's young. He's promising. He's professional. They're saying the best things about him. The weight is on the Manchester United players to perform now.
Yep, absolutely. Sporting are second in the Champions League table. City 10th. Some other notable results. Club Brugge 1, Aston Villa 0. Villa down to 8th. Inter Milan 1, Arsenal 0. Arsenal are really, really struggling, man. They're down to 12th in the Champions League table. And PSG 1, Atletico Madrid 2. This is a great game. Zaire Emery opened things up 14 minutes in. Just 4 minutes later, Atletico leveled things through Molina. The Milan wins it through Correa 3 minutes into stoppage time. Atletico 23rd, PSG 25th. Do not move. We're previewing the Week 11 English Premier League Saturday and Sunday slate here on First Touch. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, American Forces Radio Network. I'm Todd Levine with Nico Beatsauce. Don't move, baby. We got the best part of the show coming up with our picks and previews. Week 11 to make this.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, all right. Welcome back to First Touch here with Tyler Dean and Eagle Doug. We are heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network, coming soon to Amazon Audible. And we have a little Week 11 picks and preview for the Saturday and Sunday slate of the English Premier League. We kick things off. Brentford home versus Bournemouth. This one's going to be a shootout, I'm telling you now. Brentford plus 150. The draw is plus 255. Bournemouth plus 170. Over 2.5, minus 175. Under 2.5, plus 135. I'm absolutely unequivocally launching the over on this, and I'm also taking Bournemouth to plus 170 to get a result on the road against Brentford. What do you got here, Nico?
I comfortably play over 3.5 in this game, just to hit like plus 120 or whatever it is. Because
that's what I was thinking as well.
Because I feel like this game could be 2-1 on the 30th minute, and it's like then you're just waiting on a goal, and then
you in the 10th. These guys are insane.
These guys just attack, and Brentford plays way differently. They did defend quite a bit against Fulham, and that's why both the goals that they gave up were at the end, and they were kind of lucky too. But at home, man, they just attack nonstop.
Crystal Palace are home versus Fulham, and Fulham are favorites in this spot. Fulham plus 155, the draw is plus 240, Palace plus 177, over 2.5 minus 105, under 2.5 minus 123. I do think this one goes under. Crystal Palace, for some reason, defend very well at home. I like Fulham to get like a 1-0 win in this spot.
I love the draw in this game, I got to tell you. Plus 240 and easily, you know, if Palace goes up 1-0, you know, they're not going to score many goals. Fulham can just equalize and end 1-1.
Yeah, I like that as well, actually. The draw is a good bet in this one, in my opinion. West Ham home versus Everton. This one is going to be, I'm telling you right now, this game is going to be remembered come end of the season when Everton and West Ham are fighting to stay above that relegation zone. West Ham plus 115, draw plus 240, Everton plus 240 as well. Over 2.5, minus 123, under 2.5, minus 102. In this game, I love the draw. Two bad teams, West Ham, you know, a home field advantage means nothing for them. And I also like this one to go under 2.5. I'm thinking like a 1-1 or even a 0-0 draw.
I'm backing West Ham here. I'm backing them because Everton lost their last game, and maybe that's going to mess with their head a little bit. And then West Ham has no European action anyway, so they're rested and they're good to go. Let's see what – I think Kudus is back also from that red card suspension he had.
Well, that would be huge for them. I'm thinking the opposite with Everton losing their last game. I think that they're going to be a little pissed off. They gave Southampton their only win of the season thus far and really going to lock in. But I just don't think that they're good enough to have that mentality and just automatically win a game like some of these other guys that we're going to get into. Wolves home versus Southampton, number 19 versus number 20 in the league. Wolves minus 109, the draw is plus 272, Southampton plus 277. Over 2.5, minus 156. Under 2.5, plus 122. I love the over. I love Wolves. I'm feeling a 3-1 win here for the Wolverhampton.
Both. Yeah, I agree on both. I mean, Wolves at home against a team like, hey, let's face it, they're trash. And they just got to win against Everton. That's not a big deal. Wolves at home has to win games if they want to stay up. If they lose this game or draw, it's a huge failure.
Yeah, I'm seeing a letdown spot for Southampton. They win a game, they're all happy, and then they get smoked 5-0. I'm thinking 3-1 is going to be the score there. This one is very, very, very interesting. And, you know, you look at this fixture last season and you think to yourself, Manchester City have this in the bag. Brighton are home at the Amex Stadium versus Manchester City. City are a minus 133 favorite. The draw is plus 310. Brighton are plus 320. Over 3.5, minus 117. Under 3, plus 101. I think I'm going to take the draw here at plus 310. I don't know. This is a tricky. If I had to pick something, I'm taking the draw because I don't really love anything in this game. I can't. Normally, my brain says Manchester City are going to win 3-1, 4-0. But my heart says that they're not playing well. And can you really trust them? As a favorite.
If João Pedro plays for Brighton, because he's been injured for a bit and he's just coming back for it, I will give the edge to Brighton here. And Kevin De Bruyne is going to come back from an injury absence and come right back into an away game that's going to be very difficult. I expect him to struggle.
I doubt he starts. I think Pep will bring him on as a sub.
They have him. the apps have them starting tomorrow because there's not a lot of players that can play in that position for them. Grealish is out.
They're a little desperate right now.
Grealish is out, and you know Foden. He's not doing anything amazing this year, and they're struggling. So, I will say the over 2.5 on -185 is also great value here because I don't think that Manchester City all of a sudden is going to start playing defense just to win games. That's not happening. They're going to play the same exact way they're playing. The fullbacks are going to be all the way up top, and Brighton can definitely score a goal at least.
I do think Erling Haaland will score in this game. I think it's just been too many games now where he hasn't, and Brighton are not really solid defensively. I could definitely see him getting two or three in this game and trying to silence his haters because he's a guy with a lot of ego and he likes to, you know, prove people wrong. And he, you know, he's no dummy. He hears what people are saying. People meaning myself and a lot of others. So I do like Haaland to score in this game as well. There's definitely no value on that, but you could get some juice on 2+.
What do you think about Brighton to score over 1.5 goals at +180?
I like that.
I do
like that a lot. With how Manchester City just lost to Bournemouth and then got absolutely smoked in the Champions League, you have to think the Pep is all over the fact that they can't stop conceding goals, giving up 2 to Bournemouth and then four to Sporting. That's ugly. So I do like that, but I think that if Brighton do, I really like 1-1 in this game, or like maybe City went to win 2-1. That's really what I'm feeling here with 2 Erling Haaland goals and 2 assists from Kevin De Bruyne, mind you, on that. Liverpool at home versus Aston Villa. This is going to be an unbelievable fixture. Liverpool have been playing. I mean, they're unstoppable right now. Villa had the blip last week against Tottenham, but that does not mean they're not a great team. They also lost midweek to Club Brugge. So they're slipping up a little bit in terms of their form. However, what a better place to get back on form, or what a more difficult place to get back on form than Anfield. Liverpool are -225. The draw is +400. Villa are +540. Over 3.5, +105. Under 3.5, -143. I love the over 3.5. I think that these Villa are not good at defense, plain and simple. They can easily score a goal or two. Liverpool have been solid defensively, but as we just saw Brighton do, they were able to score at Anfield, and I think Villa are a far more superior team than Brighton. I do like Liverpool in the spot, not at that number, so I'm just sticking with the over in this one.
Yeah, the over is a good bet here, and also I feel like Liverpool money line, although it's -225, is such a sure bet. I mean, if you want a little bit of an edge, you can bet Liverpool to be up by halftime, and that's close to even odds.
You like that bet. Yeah, that's not the first time I've heard you say that.
Yeah, it's a good bet, man, because you're playing the home team to be up by halftime, and then if they go up 1-0, you're a winner. I mean, Liverpool is not going to give up a goal easy, and Villa has not been great offensively. They've been struggling. They've won some games because of Duran and his miracle goals coming off the bench, but then Ollie Watkins is not playing so hot. You know, Rodgers is okay. Leon Bailey is not doing anything crazy.
You think we're ever going to see Duran and Watkins, you know, up top together, like a 4-4-2 type formation?
They need it. They need to put somebody there that's going to pressure up high, and they're going to create some issues. Right now, the way that they're playing, they're kind of slow. They're kind of like predictable in the way that they attack, because Leon Bailey just takes it, goes in. And then Ollie Watkins is waiting in the box. He's not getting a lot of balls. He's not getting a lot of touches. And on the final third, I mean, on the back end of it, you know, Emiliano Martinez, man, he saves 3 or 4 goals against Club Brugge during the Champions League game.
Yeah, he's been standing on his head back there. They're not doing him any favors, that's for sure.
Crazy, crazy stuff.
It's insane. Sunday slate. This is a great Sunday slate, by the way. Manchester United home versus Leicester. United -275, draw +450, Leicester +650, over 3.5, +110, under 3.5, -139. We just saw this fixture in the League Cup a week and a half ago. United won 5-2 at home versus Leicester. I believe they were at home. I don't think they were away.
Old Trafford.
I mean, I'm taking how can you not take the over in this spot? Same coach. It's going to be the same lineup. There was virtually no defense being played. Leicester can obviously score against United. We saw them put 2 in. And United obviously can score against Leicester. They put 5 past them. And I also, even though it's -275, it's steep, I'm rolling with United here. I think that people are feeling good at the club. They know the new manager will be watching people, you know, and that means something to players. They will put in more effort. They will push that extra bit. And I expect an easy victory here for United, maybe 4-1, 3-0, 3-1, something like that.
4-1? Oh, yeah, my goodness.
That's what I'm rolling with, 4-1.
Guys confident. Guys
feeling
confident.
Good, okay. Baby, for the first time.
I hope the results come with it, my friend. I think here Leicester to score a goal at minus 165 is a great bet. And I also think that United money line is a good bet because I think they win at the end.
Beautiful. Third place, Nottingham Forest at home versus Newcastle. Forest plus 170, draw plus 225, Newcastle plus 170. Over 2.5 is minus 110, under 2.5, minus 115. I love the draw in this spot. Listen, Forest are in third. They've been playing unbelievably. I just simply think Newcastle are a better team with better athletes and better players. Yeah. The fact that, you know, if this was a Newcastle home game, I'd be riding with Newcastle money line, but it's not. I do think both teams score in this game. I don't know. I'm not taking anything on the over or under. Over 2.5, minus 110. Under 2.5, minus 115. I'm staying off that, though.
I think the over 2.5 is a good bet in this one. I think that Nottingham Forest is playing very confident when it comes to their attack. And they can still defend, but I think Newcastle is going to score in this game. And listen, plus 165 for them to win. If Newcastle had a European game midweek, I would definitely take that. But, you know, you're kind of right. Draw can be the thing here.
Tottenham home versus Ipswich. This is a mortal lock for Tottenham to win. I'm saying it now. They are minus 400. The draw plus 575. Ipswich plus 875. Over 3.5, minus 135. Under 3.5, plus 102. Now that I said that out loud, I actually take that back because I don't think it's ever a mortal lock for Tottenham to win. I do like the over 3.5, however, because Ipswich can score and obviously Tottenham can as well, and they just put four past Villa. I do like the over 3.5 here. I'm probably going to stay off any actual action on, you know, who's actually going to win and the result of the game straight up.
Tottenham went and scored four goals against Villa, and then they went in their European game on Thursday and conceded four goals to Galatasaray and Victor Osimhen playing up top. A guy that could have easily ended up in Premier League scores a brace against them. Unpredictable team. I think they win this game, though.
Is there a path for Ipswich to take him down here?
No. Don't be crazy.
Hey, people called me crazy for saying Bournemouth was going to beat Manchester City.
I think Bournemouth beating Manchester City is significantly more possible happening than Ipswich beating Tottenham at home. Like, on the road, you know what I mean?
Come on.
If they were playing at Ipswich, 100% possible, but not at home.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Not at home. A draw? You know, maybe we get a draw here?
Plus 1.5 Ipswich, take that. That should be good value.
That I like.
Plus 1.5, but then I also saw Ipswich go up two goals and then give up three in 10 minutes against Brentford. You know what I mean? Tough. Like,
that was pretty tough. This is the game of the weekend on Sunday. Chelsea at home versus Arsenal. Fourth place versus fifth place. Arsenal are plus 150 favorite. The draw is plus 240. Chelsea plus 177. Over 2.5 is minus 141. Under 2.5 is plus 110. I believe that Arsenal have Odegaard back in this game. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he's coming back from injury.
He's supposed to come.
Which will be significant for them. However, momentum is a very real thing here. Arsenal just lost to Newcastle. They followed that up losing to Inter Milan. Chelsea just had a draw, which isn't exactly something to, you know, carry momentum off of against Manchester United away. But then they just won 8-0 midweek in their
Europa League. They play nobodies.
Yeah, I mean, it was Conference League, not even Europa League. I'm sorry, Conference League fixture. However, I don't care what you say when you win 8-0. Like, going into training the following days, like, you feel good. It doesn't matter if you play. You scored 8 goals. Like, people are feeling
high
okay.
Fives.
You know, they're happy. They're laughing. They're smiles. Things are light. It wasn't a tough game. The major guys didn't have to play. They're going to be fresh. And I think that is something to keep an eye on. Chelsea did not have to use any of their stars in this game. Everybody is fresh. Arsenal, however, have been using guys, you know, overusing guys because of the injuries that they've had. And they're coming off two losses. I like the draw in this spot with all things considered. I think it's going to go under 2.5. I don't think there's going to be a ton of – I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be very intense. However, I see this as like a 1-1 game. Maybe this would be a shocker, but there's definitely juice on it, a 0-0 finish.
Listen, I will say I'll give you the draw. I think Chelsea wins this game easy.
I could see that. That was where I was leaning, but just with Arsenal having
Chelsea win, that's what I expected you to say. And when you said draw, it kind of I was taken aback because all things considered, the things that you just said, Chelsea's rested, Chelsea's playing at home, Arsenal back-to-back losses, injuries, people being in bad form, and Chelsea coming off of an 8-0 win. Chelsea has the edge here. Cole Palmer is
free. I think Chelsea has the edge. I think that Chelsea are in a better position to win this game. However, after years and years of watching this league, I don't think it's going to be easy as we think for
not
Chelsea.
Easy,
Arsenal are still a way better team, all things considered. Like, it doesn't matter that they've lost a couple games for me. Like, when push comes to shove, they are a significantly better squad. They finished second in the Premier League behind City just by mere 2 points last season. A couple more than that the year before after blowing an 8-point lead in April. For those Arsenal fans, sorry to remind you of that.
You like over or under?
I like the under here. I really do. I do.
Okay. I think so. You think 1-0-0-0? That's what you're thinking then.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we're going to give up our locks of the week here on First Touch Sports Byline. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. Do not move. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back to First Touch here on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Todd Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce, and it is time for our Locks of the Week, Week 10 in English Premier League. Nico, what do we got, my friend? I'm sorry.
West Ham money line against Everton, Wolves money line versus Southampton, over 2.5 at Brentford versus Bournemouth, Liverpool money line versus Aston Villa, Tottenham to win by 2, Manchester United money line over 2.5 at Nottingham Forest versus Newcastle, and Chelsea money line. Yeah, that's all my picks, baby.
Locks. Oh, my God. Locks galore. I got Chelsea, Arsenal draw plus 240, Wolves money line, United money line, United Leicester over 3.5. That's all the time we have here on First Touch. Next week, Week 11 recap, Week 12 preview. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Ty Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. Up next, it's Sports Weekend on Sports Overnight America. Heard on Byline USA. I'll be back with you again. I'm Todd Levine with Nico Beef Sauce. This is First Touch.